A team of Australian scientists is one step closer to working out what causes cot death. Researchers at Sydney's Macquarie University have been studying areas of the brain that control breathing and swallowing. They've found that broken neural pathways could be causing sudden infant death syndrome. Anna Hipsley reports.
Scientists have been looking at specific areas of the brain that control breathing and swallowing. Macquarie University's Professor Paul Pilofsky hopes that if he can understand how these areas work, he can identify what may be going wrong in SIDS babies.
Normally, if you get some fluid going down your trachea into your windpipe, it sets off a reflex, and that reflex is to stop breathing, to swallow, and to cough.
Our brains send messages that trigger that reflex and prevent foreign matter entering our lungs. Scientists believe that abnormalities in the way that message is delivered may be behind a number of life-threatening conditions, including sudden infant death syndrome.
Our particular area of research is to try to understand how all of the nerves in the brain that are important in controlling breathing and blood pressure work together to give you a normal rhythm of breathing and to defend your airways against attack by something that goes in at the wrong place at the wrong time.
The timing of breathing and swallowing is perfectly coordinated. Paul Pilofsky believes the two may sometimes get out of sync.
If something goes wrong with the way those nerves interact, we think that that could play a role in all sorts of abnormalities, including SIDS.
So your hypothesis is that there is some break or some flaw in the neural pathways that may be conveying that message?
Yes, that is the idea. And we've made a start to understanding how all those pathways connect.
Advocacy groups have welcomed the research, published today in the Journal of Physiology. Leanne Raven is CEO of SIDS and Kids.
We still don't understand the cause of SIDS. So, you know, we're very happy to see that we have physiologists working on these things.
While the rate of cot death has dropped 85% since the early 1990s, each year 59 Australian babies still die from the condition.
You know, that's still too much. There's still too many parents who don't have answers. And, you know, we still want to support researchers who are trying to find out answers for parents.
Leanne Raven, CEO of SIDS and Kids, ending Anna Hipsley's report.